800-222-5222 is the phone number. It's Midday Live. Dr. Drew, Mike Kathwitz. Speaking of Doug McIntyre, you can see him, Leanne, and Miss America at the IHOP on Sunset and Highland tomorrow morning. Speaking of Doug McIntyre, there you are.
How are you, Drew?
I'm good. We're flipping the tables. I'm going to call in tomorrow on your show, and you are kindly calling in on my show today on the heels of a very compelling article you wrote for the Daily News. I don't quite have the right word. I want to use a word like it caught my attention, like it was a headline-worthy little piece. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we're going to have the city election tomorrow, and for my entire radio career, I've been covering local elections and make a point of it, and probably disastrously so in terms of career advancement, because the turnout is so, you know, dismal. It's so terrible, election after election. A couple of years ago, we had 8.6% of the registered voters show up for city election.
Do you think, Doug, that I know I'm watching my own personal psychology. And one of the things that the federal Michigas has created for me is a sort of reentrenching back onto my state. I've called my representatives at the state for the first time in my life. And our local government, because even before the election, for some reason, I was looking around. I was thinking, God, the federal government doesn't do anything for me. But when I look out my window, I see water and power. I see trash. I see police and fire, roads. I have all kinds of things. And that's all my local government. Do you think that the sort of, I don't know, the sort of frenzy in Washington is going to cause us to reestablish the habit of democracy locally?
Well, it would be nice if that were the case, but there's a whole bunch of things that work against it. I mean, I did talk in my column in the Daily News on Sunday how the streets were filled after the election with protesters on basically everything, and everybody's hair was on fire over Betsy DeVos getting the education department under Donald Trump. But how many people realize that Steve Zimmer, the president of the LAUSD school board, is up for re-election? How many people even know who their school board member is? And as you were saying, Drew, on a day-in, day-out basis, it's not that what goes on in Washington isn't important. Of course it is. But on a regular, organic level, what happens on Spring Street or at South Beaudry, the capitals of the LAUSD and City Hall, is much more important. It impacts every aspect of our lives, a gridlock to taxes to trash pickup, the potholes. It's all there, and it's all local, and yet people just find it boring. They yawn and they skip it. Part of it's election fatigue. Part of it is because the city is so monolithic that it really doesn't matter who wins because they all basically have the same political philosophy. Huh. It's not like if you're opponent of illegal immigration, you're going to find a lot of candidates who agree with your position.
Right.
But it does matter who runs America's second largest city, and largely they've been able to get away with it anonymously. And one of the main points that I made in the article is I think we brought this on ourselves in another way because we stopped teaching government. We stopped teaching civics. And I don't know about you, but I don't play games if I don't know the rules of the game. If I'm flipping around the TV dial and I get a cricket match on or curling and I watch a bunch of Canadians and New Zealanders throwing a big stone down some ice while people, you know, use kitchen brooms, I watch for a minute out of curiosity and then I move on because I don't know the rules of the game. And I think after 40 years of not teaching civics, we're paying the price. People get wound up about national elections, you know, Obama versus Romney or Trump versus Hillary. But when it comes to local stuff, school boards and city councils, it's like their eyes glaze over.
It's the first time I've heard Lockean philosophy equated with curling. That's good. That's good. I like that. I'm sure there's another analogy made there between that and a stone, but be that as it may. But I don't even know what they're teaching that way, certainly at primary school level. I don't. And so you're right. Maybe, when you look back to Alexis de Tocqueville and the book he wrote called Democracy in America, which was, he was a Frenchman in 1820s, came out here essentially to evaluate the new trend of equality, but he wanted to evaluate why democracy was working here. And he said his conclusion was it was largely because of New England. It was largely because of the democratic process in the cities there, and that then sort of became a model that was reproduced throughout the country. And it was the habit of democracy established on the local level that made the whole system work.
That's
Do you think
true.
He was onto something?
He's 100% right. And there were a lot of places in the country, for instance, after the Louisiana Purchase, when Thomas Jefferson sent a couple of emissaries, not just Lewis and Clark, to go out there and see what it was he had purchased. And they got to New Orleans, and they wanted to make Louisiana a state because they wanted to get it folded into the country as quickly as possible because of its importance on the Mississippi Delta. And the emissaries wrote back saying, you can't give democracy to these people. They have no concept of it.
Right. They have no history.
They were living around under the Napoleonic Code. They had no idea.